Going to start a series to close the year, and so many times we have a tendency when we get at the end of the year to look at the next year. And God says, let's finish this year first. Amen. Don't look to next year until this year is finished. And He's speaking to my heart about finishing well or ending the year well. And He reminded me, if you go with me in Matthew 25. This is the parable that Jesus uses of the talents. The Bible said He gave one 5, and one 2, and one 1. The 5 put his 5 to work, and they were doubled. The 2 put his to work, and they were doubled. The 1 didn't put his to work, and it was taken from him and given to the one with the 5, much given, much required. But the Lord is speaking to my heart. Now listen to me, you got to hear this. What is the last thing that God asked you to do? You're asking Him for the next thing, and you never finish the last thing. And God ain't going to give you a next thing until you finish the last thing. Are you listening to me? God isn't a schizophrenic. If He asks you to do something, He's not going to change it just because you didn't do it. He's just going to say, okay, since you're not going to do this, do this. No, what the Lord says, son, daughter, do what I ask you to do first, and then I'll add to it. Amen. And if you won't do what I ask you to do, don't look for me to add to it, because I won't. So He says, in Matthew 25:21, His Lord said unto him, well done, thou good and faithful servant. Thou hast been faithful over a few things. I will make thee ruler over many things. Enter thou into the joy of the Lord. So tonight we're going to start a series out of 2 Timothy chapter 4. It's a familiar text. And I want you to understand, when we're fighting, we're not fighting with one another. If you're fighting for one another, you're a devil's soldier, or not God's. Hello? Let's get to the point. Amen. The Apostle Paul, writing to his student, Timothy, he says in verse number 7, he says, I have fought a good fight. I have finished my course. I have kept the faith. Henceforth there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give me in at that day, and not to me only, but unto all them that also that love His appearing. And we're looking at the fight, the good fight. I have fought a good fight. So first, there's four things we're going to look at to close the year. We're going to look at the fight, the faith, the finishing, the faithful, and the fruitful. But tonight we're going to look at the fight. You know, we just sang a song and it didn't have a lot of words in it. But this is how we fight our battle, because it isn't always about a lot of words. And fighting our battle is trusting the Lord in and through it. Amen. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever, and He hasn't changed. So tonight with the fight, the first thing we want to look at is the warfare. If the Apostle Paul said, I fought a good fight, he said he wasn't fighting with people. He was fighting with principalities and fighting with darkness. But he wants us to understand, he wants his student to understand that, hey, there's an all-out battle. There's a battle for souls. Hallelujah. Amen. And the battle isn't finished till it's over. If you think that serving the Lord is going to be this hayride, I don't read it anywhere in the Bible. But I read the prize. I read the reward. I mean, I read being with Him in glory for eternity. Amen. Amen. So first we're going to look at the warfare. The Apostle Paul wrote to his student Timothy in 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse number 3. He says, "Thou therefore endure hardness as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. No man that warreth entangleth himself with the affairs of this life, that he may please him who have chosen him to be a soldier." Amen. And what we're looking at, we're in a battle. Amen. One of the battles that we battle with in this warfare is the inward battle. Amen. The Word of God says in Galatians chapter 5, Galatians 5, verse number 16, the Apostle Paul, writing to the church of Galatia, he says this. He says, "This I say then, walk in the Spirit, and ye shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. For the flesh lusteth against the Spirit, and the Spirit against the flesh, and these are contrary the one to the other. So you cannot do the things that you would. But if you're led of the Spirit, you are not under the law." We're not under the law. We're under the grace of God. We're under the benefits of God, that sin doesn't overcome us because of the helper we have. You know, this to fight this battle inwardly is an intentional battle. If we don't do it intentionally, if we don't purpose to do this, amen, to bring our flesh under the submission to the Spirit of God, our flesh man's going to win the battle every time. Amen. The Word of God says in Romans chapter 6, verse number 13, the apostle says, "Neither yield ye your members as instruments of unrighteousness unto sin, but yield yourselves unto God as those that are alive from the dead, and your members as instruments of righteousness unto God. For sin shall not have dominion over you, for you are not under the law, but under grace." Amen? Amen? So we can do all things through who? Through Christ that gives us what? Strength. So he is saying that this warfare, it's an inward battle. In other words, it's difficult for me to minister to you if I don't allow the Spirit to minister to me first. It can't be do as I say, not as I do. It's do as I do and do as I say. Amen? In other words, if I'm not applying the Word to my life, why don't I want to talk to you about it and tell you to apply it to yourself? So in this inward battle, it has to be intentionally done. Now he says first, the warfare. Secondly, we look at the weapons of our warfare. And we know the 2 Corinthians chapter 10, but it fits and it works. And when I'm putting together Bible studies, I'm putting them together as the God leads me in his word. Amen. And some scriptures work because they were the inspired word of God. He reminds us, remember we started with the warfare, that's an inward battle, but we have to intentionally do it, that the weapons we have, we find in 2 Corinthians 10, verse number 3. The apostle says this. He says, "For though we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds, casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalteth itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ, and having in a readiness to revenge all disobedience when your obedience is fulfilled." Amen? In other words, their weapons are not, we can't put a face on the battle. Every time we put a face on the battle, we lose the battle. Amen? We're not wrestling with people. So the apostle speaks about in this weapons, the greatest weapon we have against the adversary is the faith or our faith. And 1 Timothy chapter 1, the apostle writing to his student Timothy, verse number 18. He said, "This charge I commit unto thee, son Timothy, according to the prophecies which went before on thee, that thou by them mightest war a good warfare, holding faith and a good conscience, which some having put away concerning faith have made shipwreck." In other words, this takes the faith with the fortitude, with the fortitude. In 1 Corinthians chapter 2, are y'all with me? Verse number 4, the apostle put it like this. He said, "And my speech and my preaching was not with enticing words of man's wisdom, but in demonstration of the Spirit and of power, that your faith should not stand in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God." So what the Lord is saying to us as we're fighting this good fight of faith, I have fought a good fight, the Apostle Paul says, that he wants us to recognize that there's warfare that's taking place. He wants us to recognize the weapons that we have to use to fight this battle. He also wants us to recognize the wickedness that we're facing, all right? He says in Ephesians chapter 6, and this is a familiar scripture, but he's reminding us in this battle, as we're ushering in the return of the Lord, he reminds us in verse 12, "For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places." The Lord said for us to remind us as his students, like the Apostle Paul reminded his student Timothy, that there's seducers out there. And 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse number 1, the Word of God says this, "Now the Spirit speaketh expressly that in the latter times, the days that we're in, some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils, speaking lies and hypocrisy, having their conscience seared with a hot iron." In other words, the truth has been so watered down that there wasn't much truth left in it. Amen? Jesus said, "You shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free," but error never freed anyone. Amen? I always believe that God said what he means, and he means what he says. Amen? He wants us to understand in this wickedness that we're battling with the serpent. We're battling with the devil himself. In Matthew chapter 12, here's what happens so much in the body of Christ. That people come to Jesus, but they won't allow themselves to be filled with the Spirit of God, so they're vessels that are half empty.
Amen.
And when storms and tribulations come for the word's sake, they have a tendency to fall away. And the devil, Jesus warned us in Matthew 12, verse 43, he said, "When the unclean spirit is gone out of a man, he walketh through dry places seeking rest and findeth none. Then he saith, I will return unto my house from which I came out. And when he is come, he findeth it empty, swept and garnished. Then goeth he and taketh with himself seven other spirits more wicked than himself, and they enter in and dwell there. And the last state of the man is worse than the first, and even so shall it be also unto this wicked generation. Amen. I don't know about you, but I just want to be filled up as much as I can. Amen. Amen. It was kind of interesting. I had one of those days where the Lord spoke to me this morning in different areas and different ways. And every last thing that he spoke to me and showed me was going to take place took place today. I had call and message after message. What the Lord said was taking place, and all of a sudden it was manifested before my very eyes. And the Lord was telling me that I'm hearing his voice clearly, and when he speaks, I hear what he's saying, and he's going to do everything that he said he's going to do. That doesn't make me any better than you or any greater than you. We're all in the same battle together, but we're in it together to win it. Hallelujah. Amen. And sometimes we have to have an ear to hear what the Spirit has to say to the church. Hallelujah. So many times we're so busy asking, we don't spend the time to listen. Amen. I don't know about you, but sometimes in the day and age we're living in, right now it's better to listen than to speak so much. All right, anybody listening? Hallelujah. In Hebrews, the writer of Hebrews said, when they fall away, it's hard to restore them. It's almost difficult to bring them back. So we have to look at the first state of people. We have to care for the newborns and the babies in Christ. We have to minister to them. We have to love them. We need to reach out to them. And so many times you say, well, that's the pastor's job. No, it's the body's job. Amen. Amen. We're our brothers. Hallelujah. Hello? Amen? Smile, Jesus loves you. Amen? Sometimes the word seems hard, I'll put it like this. I'm just the messenger. When the mailman brings you a bill that you don't like, you don't beat up the mailman. You go to the sender. Amen. And God is the sender. So if you have a problem with it, go to the sender. So he tells us, one, he has fought a good fight. You know, he has fought a good fight, the fight. We have the warfare. We have the weapons. We have the wickedness that we're facing. But we also have the witness. And 1 Timothy chapter 6, the Apostle Paul writes to his student Timothy. He says to him in verse 12, fight the good fight of faith, lay hold on eternal life, whereunto thou art also called and hast professed a good profession before many witnesses. So what we're looking at here is, first here in the witness, is number one, to speak. And 2 Corinthians chapter 4, the apostle puts it like this, verse 13. He said, we having the same spirit of faith, according as it is written, I believed, and therefore have I spoken. We also believe, and therefore speak. So he's calling us to speak and to take this to stand. And Ephesians chapter 6. Hallelujah. Verse 14. The apostle says this. He says, stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth, having on the breastplate of righteousness, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith you shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked, and take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints. So tonight, what is the Lord saying to us? He is saying to us to end the year well, that we're in a fight. Just like the Apostle Paul said, I fought the good fight. He wants us to understand that there's a warfare, there's a battle, that he's given us the weapons to fight it, the battle. We're battling against the wickedness of this world and spiritual wickedness in high places, and we overcome them by the witness about what we speak. I want to share a testimony with you. The other day when Bob Miller had his heart attack, and he was dead for like 5 minutes, and they brought him back. And I got into the emergency room before everyone got there. I was able to speak over his mind and everything, and his mind and stuff was restored. It didn't have anything to do with me. It had to do with a lot of people praying, so just don't understand. But then the doctor came in, and the doctor said, the heart doctor came in and said, we're going to get your heart in order, but you have broken ribs, you have pneumonia, and he started speaking those things, and none of those things were proven. And as soon as the doctor left the room, I said, now we got to take authority and cancel every word that was spoken. And we canceled the word that was spoken, and he didn't have any broken ribs, and he did not have the pneumonia, amen? And God restored his heart, and he gave him a defibrillator, and he's sitting up in bed now, and he's looking good. I'm just saying, all those things that the doctor said was that he had, God canceled it. Amen. We serve the God that is the same yesterday, today, and forever. He does not change. Life and death are in the power of our tongue, and they that love it eat the fruit thereof. Watch your words. I had to cancel those words because those words were in the airways, and those words were going to bring back demons and devils, the devil of pneumonia, the devil of broken ribs. Them demons were going to come back. And that order was canceled, and they're sent back to the pits of hell where they belong. Amen. We're here to fight a good fight, right? Y'all with me? Can we all just stand? I don't know. That gets me excited. Hallelujah. Lift our hands to heaven. Father, I thank you for every soldier that you called here tonight, Father God. I thank you for the plans and the purposes you have for each and every one. Father, we say right now, may God arise and the enemy be scattered in Jesus' name. I bind every weapon, every word the enemy has spoken against your body right now. In the name of Jesus, I declare and decree healing in Jesus' name. Father, your word declares that you were wounded for our transgressions. You were bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon you. And with your stripes, we are healed. I speak the peace of God that surmounts every bit of understanding to guard every heart and every mind in this room. In the name of Jesus. On Jesus, the solid rock, we stand. All other ground is sinking sand. I speak strength to bodies right now in the name of Jesus. Your word declares that we'll run and not grow weary. We'll walk and not faint because our hope and our trust is in you. Have your way in every heart and life, I pray in Jesus' name. Amen.